Om Shanti. So I was asked to introduce myself. So my name is Maureen, but I came to Barbara at the same time as Sister Maureen in London. And so Didi Manmohini gave us names, and she gave Sister Maureen the name Mughali, and she gave me the name Morni. And she was known for giving funny names, actually, because Moor is a peacock. Morni is a peahen. So my name is Peahen. But that's Didi Manmohini. And I came to Baba in 1977 in Australia. I lived in Asia for 32 years in Hong Kong, Cambodia, India, and Taiwan mostly. And now I'm back in Australia and I'm looking after Baba's new retreat center in the Yarra Valley, 1.5 hours from Melbourne. And it's a very beautiful 40-acre retreat center that magically is being given to Baba as a gift. So it was belonging to a retreat center that used to do retreats for people living with cancer and treating people living with cancer with just meditation and plant-based diet, only two things. So during COVID, they went bankrupt, and so they know us, and they had to give the property to another NGO like them, another charity like them. So we are vegan. Actually, I was vegan anyway, but we need to be vegan there, which is good. And wonderful meditation retreat center, just wonderful. So I've been there nearly 2 years, and any day we'll get the final paper to say it's Baba's, but it's all agreed and just need that piece of paper now, and it will be Baba's. And you probably saw it in the videos. It was in that global retreat, silence retreat. So it's interesting, this topic, because Sister Chanda said, "What topic?" And I said, "Becoming equal to Baba." She said, "You mean becoming like Baba?" I said, "No, equal." "And what's the topic?" "Like." And it does make a difference in my mind, because last time I came to Madhavan, so 2020, before COVID, it was as if Baba gave me a 7-day course in Bap Saman at Amrit Vela. So from the first day I sat for Amrit Vela, this topic of Bap Saman started. And every day it was a different kind of nuance, the different aspects of being Bap Saman. But what I realized, am I speaking slow enough? A little bit slower? It's okay? Yeah, a little bit slower. So what I realized for myself is that I didn't really deep down really believe I can become equal to God. Or that I am equal to God now, definitely. But it's kind of, that's why I think this topic is important, because, you know, that's what Baba tells us, that we need to become Bap Saman. And you can use the word like, but it does also mean equal, right, Bap, brother? Equal. And Baba recently used the word close. So if you're not quite comfortable yet with equal, you could start with close, like, and come up to equal. But, you know, in those days, what I also realized is that the big difference between the BKs and all other teachings at least religions, let's say, all other religions, is that we believe we can become equal to God. If you say that in Christianity, it's a sin. It's blasphemy. And I don't think you'd get away with it in Islam, saying you can be equal to God, Allah. So, you know, whichever religion, if you think about it, there's not that aim to be equal, right? Do you know any that say you can become equal to God? No, they don't even, So to me, if we don't aim for being equal, at least aim, if we don't believe in it, if we don't believe in being equal to Baba, I think we still have a trace of bhakti. Because you just think of the difference between being on a path to become equal, and we're not talking about equal in 20 years' time, because Baba says, this is the end. You know, it's not like, I'll get there, you know, it'll take me time, but I don't think we have time. Who knows? We don't. The world's looking pretty close to the end. So it's not that we really think, oh, you know, it's going to take a long time, but it needs to be our effort now, I would say, to become equal. So think of it. If you don't have that aim, is there not a little bit of bhakti there where you're seeing, you know, God is great and, you know, I'll try to be a good person. Well, that's the main reason why. Yeah, I would say that's the main reason why. But also bhakti sanskars. Bhakti sanskars. So, but I think if we don't accept that we can become equal, we're probably stuck in some bhakti. Anyway, think about these things and just, you know, go on your own journey. And that was the interesting thing, that when I sat for that yoga on the first morning and this topic of Bapsaman started, the feeling I had was that I'm on the journey of becoming Bapsaman. That was the, you know, like you have meditation experiences, and the understanding was I'm on the journey of becoming Bapsaman. And being on the journey didn't seem to be too far away from being that, you know, whereas I have to become is quite different to I'm on the journey. It's like you can see the trees in the distance. It's that kind of, and that's why the word close is also a good word. So that's one thing, that I'm on the journey, definitely, like definitely I'm on the journey. But then the next thought, or another thought that came, was I'm more like Baba than anyone else. Think about that. I'm more like Baba than anyone else. I have not tried to be like anyone else for 46 years. I mean, I haven't followed anyone else. I haven't tried to be like anyone else except Baba. So I'm more like Baba than anyone else. In that sense, like, I'm aligning. So that's what I think it means on the journey. It's, these words are not really fitting so well, but you get what I mean. It's an experience more than words. So that thing that I'm more like Baba than anyone else is, that's who I'm aligned with. I'm aligned with Baba. And so that's where I'm going. It's like, I'm not going anywhere else. That's where I'm going. And so if we really take this on, it automatically lifts, in my experience, automatically lifts the consciousness. And that's why I say about that bhakti thing, because if you're stuck in a bhakti consciousness, it's like, you know, you're at a certain level. And I think when we accept that we're on the journey to become Vapsaman, we automatically shift to another gear almost, shift into another track. Do you get that feeling? Anyway, think about these things. But what was also very nice is that, you know, there's often, it's not just that we don't have the self-respect to believe that we can be equal to God, but it's also a fear of ego. Because we don't like ego. We're kind of scared of ego. And that's often why we keep ourselves down. And partly that is because of that, what we call in Australia, the tall poppy syndrome. Those who come up get cut, like the poppies that grow get cut. In Asia, they call it the crabs that climb up out of the bucket, they get pulled down. And other countries, they say the nail that sticks up will get hammered. That's the Chinese one. But probably your culture, in your language, there's that kind of a saying that when you come up, you'll get knocked down. And anyone here from America? I heard America, no, US. Anyone from US? I heard you don't have a saying for that, that there's not that syndrome. We call it the tall poppy syndrome, which I find interesting. That you really do let people go ahead, do you? No? No. But so, you know, we're afraid that if we come up, we'll get knocked down. So that's one, you know, fear of thinking ourselves good, something like that. And I don't know if you've read that poem by Marianne Williamson that was spoken by Nelson Mandela when he was released from prison. It's not the darkness in me that I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of my own light. I think, who am I to be brilliant, talented? But who are we not to be? We're born to make manifest the light of God that's within us. And this is my favorite line in this. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others don't feel insecure around you. It's hard English probably, but there's nothing enlightened about making yourself small, keeping yourself small, so others don't feel insecure and start attacking you. You got it? Yeah, because that's what happens. Once you start shining, people, like the same kind of thing. But there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that you don't get attacked by others. But the words are good. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others don't feel insecure around you. You can't serve the world by staying small. You can't serve the world by staying small. So if we're afraid of coming up and people hammering us and we keep ourselves down, then we're not going to serve the world, right? We can't serve the world because we're diminishing our abilities, diminishing who we are, diminishing our greatness. And we are great. You know, I mean, Baba tells us every day we are great. And yet, even that feels, you know, a bit, we worry about thinking that we're great because we're so scared of this ego. And one of the things we're scared about with ego is that everyone can see it usually and the person who has it can't, right? So we're kind of a little bit, you know, we're always so conscious not to have that ego that everyone else can see and we can't, because that's really embarrassing, actually. when we have ego and everyone can see it and we can't see it. So, you know, we have to come to understand ego and not be afraid of it, because if we're just afraid of it, we don't deal with it. So that's the thing about coming up, you know, letting ourselves come up. And okay, we can expect people to be jealous or people to attack or try to cut us down. But, you know, when we understand ego, we understand what's going on, so we hopefully would be able to navigate all of that. And so if we are just moving along in a cautious way, there's not much difference between that word cautious and fearful. It's actually fear when you come down to it. We're living out of fear of being put down, attacked, you know. And that's not a way to live, you know. As they say, there's only two prime motivations, fear and love. So if we are in any way coming from a space of fear, we're not coming from a space of love. And when you think about that, I mean, who would choose to come from fear? It's not aligned with who we are in our spiritual practice to come from fear. You know, like one time, yeah, we're often when people say things and I'm, you know, there's certain aspects and I often ask the person, are you coming from fear? Or if you're coming from fear, I can't quite agree with what you're doing. But as long as, you know, you're not coming from fear, then, you know, because sometimes it's a very tricky situation. I'm just trying to think of, I don't want to expose, you know, so I'm just being quiet. But do you get what I mean? Like, so often we are coming from fear without realizing it. I know what it was. We were planning a program and we all agreed. There was a team and we agreed on moving in a certain way. And then a person with very strong sanskars didn't want some of that program to be done in that way. And so that person met with, you know, some seniors and those seniors agreed to change it. And I said, you know, we've been meeting for a few months, you know, like not every day, but, and we all agreed to go in a certain way, and we also sent you the program, and now you're changing it. And I know it's because of one person's opinion. And so I said, are you coming from fear because that person's going to give you a hard time? And if you're coming from fear, I'm not sure I agree with changing it. You know what I mean? So I think for myself, I mean, it's often easier to see it in others than yourself, but it was like a message to myself. Whenever I'm doing something out of fear, I have to check that and think, why am I going in this direction? If it's out of fear, it's probably not the right direction. And don't be afraid, you know, face it. And I do believe if you have good intention and right awareness, that it will work out not too bad. You might have a little bit of a journey, but not too bad. But the main thing is not to come from that fear. Because again, going back to this topic of being equal to Baba, can you imagine Baba ever being afraid of anything? It just doesn't measure on his radar, fear at all. I mean, you might say, oh, but he's not living in this world. It's easy for him. He doesn't have to deal with people. But, you know, we had Brahma Baba in front of us, and like the Morley was talking so much today about not being afraid of opinions. public opinion. And so, yeah, it's a journey, but it's always, it's kind of a, you know, when we hear the words from the very beginning, follow Father, that means to be equal to Father. And then also coming back to that meaning of the word equal to Baba, is the word Bap Saman different to soul conscious? Is it different, Bap Saman and soul conscious? Because Baba's a soul, and ultimately, originally, eternally, I am a soul. So a soul is a being of peace and love and happiness and power. That's the basic first lesson, right? So that's what it means to be equal to Baba. It means to be all those things that Baba is, because Baba's a soul. I'm a soul. So is there a difference between being equal to Baba and being soul conscious? Not really, is there? But we all kind of think that we're on the journey of soul consciousness. But if we're not thinking that we can be equal to Baba, something's happening in the soul conscious practice, isn't it? And I mean, all of us, number one goal and practice and belief and whatever you want to call it, is soul consciousness. So then it needs to be also accepted that that's going to be equal to God. It's just the words, and that's why I think it comes from bhakti, because the words equal to God is like, it's too big, you know, it's too big. Soul consciousness is not big, is it? It's like you can tell anyone, you know, we practice soul consciousness, but you probably wouldn't say to somebody, well, I'm becoming equal to God. So, you know, it's the same thing, but different words. So, and people, you know, are very, you know, most people are at the devotional level. So they couldn't imagine what we were saying. That's one thing. But also, you know, we ourselves are affected by that consciousness still. I don't know if you've seen Mike George's, one of his latest books, Untangling Religion. Have you? It's available here. And I think it's good reading for all BKs, because it's really looking at, it's as usual, his 101 or 52 or 7 or whatever, 101 differences between religion and spirituality. And it's a very, very good checking point to see whether there's still any subtle devotional sanskars. You know, like even being insulted, feeling insulted if someone says something about your tradition, that's devotion, it's not spirituality. You can't feel insulted, you know, because it's just, you know, like a lot of checking that you can do through looking at that. But one of the really lovely things on that journey of Bap Saman, because, and it was the last day, it wasn't 7 days continuous, and I don't know if it was exactly 7 days, but something like that. The last day that I was in Madhavan, again, the Amrit Vela was on Bap Saman. And what was really nice is that, you know, I was thinking, yeah, I mean, I am a little cautious, scared maybe, of that ego. And I don't want to have any pride in that consciousness of being equal to God, equal to Baba. See, even that's different, isn't it? If you say equal to Baba, it also doesn't sound as high as equal to God, does it? Because Baba's a bit close. But when you say equal to Baba, there's a softness in it. When you say equal to God, it's like so powerful. But God is Baba. It's so interesting what words are doing, you know, because they mean the same, like soul consciousness and equal to Baba, Bap Saman, but just words. And that's another good thing to be checking, that I'm not kind of just getting influenced by a word. And I remember Tikam Dadi, Dadi Hrde Mohini, Hrde Pushpa, from Bangalore, Hrde Pushpa. She never called Baba, Baba, because she didn't want to make him simple. She always called Baba God, because she wanted to remember, this is God. You know, when we say Baba, we can kind of make him so like us or something, but God, you know. So words are so interesting, and how we, you know, respond to them, what they do to us. So, you know, those words, close, like, equal, you know, some of us will feel comfortable with close, some with like, and some with equal. But yeah. But that last day, what was really nice is that in the experience, it was, the thought came, if I can be like Baba, anyone can be like Baba. And it was like, so many things in that. One is that I'm just an average BK, an average human being, an average whatever, you know. So if I can do it, anyone can do it. It's not like there's something special about me. So that was one part of the feeling. But the other part of the feeling was that if I can do it, anyone can do it. And then it kind of burst into this wonderful feeling that we are all on that journey. Not just me, we are on that journey of being Bap Saman. And there was such a feeling of inclusion and togetherness and respect. And, you know, there was just a totally different feeling like I can become equal to Baba and we are becoming equal to Baba. And like I'm saying, it's not so much the word, but the feelings that came with that. And I think you can feel that maybe, that if I say, I'm becoming equal to Baba, it's different to we are becoming equal to Baba. And it also affects the way we look at each other. You know, like you are becoming equal to Baba. You know, you're on the journey. You're on the journey. We're on this journey together. It's the highest journey. It's an extraordinary journey. And we're all on it together. And whatever anyone's doing today, whatever stage anyone's at today, we're all on the journey. You know, some will be up, some will be down, whatever it is, but we are on that journey. And so, yeah, that was such a wonderful finale, I would say, of that experience, that feeling of, if I can do it, anyone can do it, and we are doing it. It was like an embrace. You know, it was like from Baba, an embrace of us, and such a beautiful feeling. So I was thinking to have some time that you share with someone, but will it work with language? How many speak English? Okay, well, majority. Because I think it's good to think and churn about this, you know? So can you go into pairs and just have a little sharing with someone who speaks your language? Does it work? Yeah? Okay. So maybe 5-10 minutes? 10 minutes? So just with, do you want 2 people or 4 people? 4 people might be, it's easier here for 2. Otherwise there's not space. So just have a little sharing about this. And if any of this is uncomfortable or not correct or, you know, whatever I've said, yeah. You know, so you just talk to each other or how it can influence your way of thinking. Just going to 2s. Okay, so would anyone like to ask a question or share something? There's a microphone here. Better, unless you can speak loudly. No, the question is it better to feel first and then say, or say first and then feel? Can you elaborate? In what circumstances? Feel first and then say. Or say first and then feel. What do you think? Yeah. Well, let me. Yeah. There was a very good saying that someone shared with me the other day. You know, we use that expression in English, fake it until you make it. Right? Right? There's a saying, fake it until you make it. Like if you don't feel happy, just pretend and you'll start to feel it. But the person who was speaking to me, she said, rather than that, it's better to say, act as if. Act as if. So you're not faking it, but you're acting as if. And then I think you attract it. So it's got a connection there. So you can say it, you can act it as if, and then you empower it, I think. So act as if, speak as if. I don't know. There's a fine line, though, because you can speak and then fool yourself, you know, but interesting. You can be a hypocrite. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, thoughts. Yeah. Any other question? An easier one. What about our weaknesses? Because of the cycle, we're weak. The weaknesses aren't very real, are they? Like Baba said, they're like a evil spirit. They're not me. They're an influence. They're, you know, because that's also very interesting when you say that, to think why Baba uses this word Maya, Ravan. He doesn't say we are wrong in any way, like I am. I'm not wrong in any way, but there's some influences. But it's not me. Like if you know someone and they come under an influence, you can still see the person and you're just thinking, why are they under that influence? It's such a bad thing for them, you know? So I think we have to be careful when we say we still have weaknesses. Because they're not me. They're not me, they're Maya, Ravan. There's some influence that's still affecting the soul. Again, it's a very fine line between these things, but... Do you want to use the mic? If you can use the mic.
It was beautifully what you shared, but as the session was going on, I was thinking close, right, and then equal. To me, Baba says equal all the time. We have to become equal to him in my mind. This is what I was feeling, and then Just like a father will say to the son, son, I have reached up to here. Now you have to excel. So Baba says, you have to not just become equal, but you have to get better than me. So if we aim higher, more than equal, then I think we will be able to achieve.
More than equal.
And that is how my thinking was going at that time. So I was just, and then when I was sharing with brother, I said, that's what was coming to my mind. He said, you need to share it. I said, okay, I will. But that's what I feel.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know whether that answers your question a bit, but it's a feeling, you know, and the feeling affects your consciousness and your awareness. And you might hesitate to say, because how can you say being better than, but exactly, you know, a father would always want the child to be better. That's the love.
Yeah. So Baba wants us to be better than him.
Yeah.
So when we say we have to be better than Baba, at least we become equal when we become karmateet.
Yes, thank you.
That's what I would say.
Thanks for having the courage to say that, because a lot of people wouldn't feel they could say that, you know. And it's feeling, you know, like it's not, isn't it? That's what I was trying to share. What I went through was feeling and experiencing it more than, you know, so words can be judged, but there's something going on with feelings that is real. Yeah. Anyone else want to share? Can you take the mic? I know you're far away, but it would be better. Unless it's a question. I'm going to repeat it. In the golden age, Baba said recently in the Muli, in the golden age, we don't think about Baba, we think about ourselves. It sounded so selfish and so... And we don't think of other people. Yeah, we don't look at others. Yeah. We're just in our presence. Yeah. Yeah, again, the words are very, you know, we just think about ourselves. But what does it mean? You know, words are very limiting. They can, you know, they've got baggage. But go beneath what the words, the superficial and... What was Baba saying when in the golden age we only think about ourselves? Yeah. Yeah. And from what I understand, the word dhar means to uphold. Dharma, swadharm, it means to uphold the consciousness of the self. So it's not that you're thinking about yourself, but you're yourself. It's not thinking, but, you know, again, it's all just limitations of language. You can't put these things into words. And that's what amazes me about Brahma Baba, that in my understanding, he downloaded a lot, you know, from Shiv Baba and was able to put it into words. You know, because, you know, when you have those experiences in yoga, words just, sometimes you can't even describe what you're going through. Like I said, that was going on for days. Most of it I can't describe because I'm not Brahma Baba. But he really was able to share with us, you know, because it was both, right? Shiv Baba little, but Brahma Baba a lot, like catching the knowledge. Yeah. So... Do you want to take the mic or do you want me to repeat? Yeah, that's good. Thank you. Yeah, I think so. Yep.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of classes about this kind of topic, but that we actually can't become equal to God because only God is God. Baba or God, whatever you want to say, but we can become equal in our speciality. Yeah, because otherwise, if you think of the daddies, and they all had different specialities, so their specialities, they became equal to God in their specialities. So if you know what your speciality is, and that's always encouraged, then you can, you know, do your inner work with Baba to really use it and use it in service and know what it is well. Like Morni has specialities, and we all do. So they are used in service. And then in bhakti, the images that are worshipped is because of their speciality. So each goddess and gods as well, they all have a particular speciality. So I'm just saying,
yeah.
I don't think we actually can become equal. And I'd love to know what bigger than Baba looks like, but anyway.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, my yeah. thought.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's such a powerful thing about those specialities, because like you can't compare artists, like a fine artist, a still life artist, a, you know, abstract artist. How do you compare, you know, uniquely different, uniquely wonderful, but equally great, you know? And same with like a top you know, cellist compared to a harpist, you know. We have, yeah, those specialities are a really great thing to bring in here, yeah. Yeah. It's just there. You can say your name too, because you probably don't know each other.
Abhishanti. Good timing.
Dance break.
Yeah, yeah. Dance break. Competition.
Might not end though for the next hour, so you might have to go on.
So, name is Sarah, and in our conversation, like in bhakti, they say God is brighter than thousand suns and numerous things.
Yeah.
So I feel, as you say, I feel it's a bhakti if we don't. Can you hear me, by the way? I feel it's like a bhakti if we don't embrace it as well, and also connected to what Sister was saying, it feels like we need to separate Baba's role from who he is. So we are not going to become the father.
The
So it's same with us, separating us from the role, because soul is like the father, isn't it? It's a bit conscious soul.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Separating the role and the soul. Yeah. Just your name, brother, first. Yeah, it's on.
Oh, yes. My name is Diego, and I have a question.
Yeah, I know. It's hard not to dance, isn't it?
My question is, what is the topic about number-wise? We are souls, we are number-wise, in be equal to the Father, or number-wise between us.
I think
that is number-wise in to be equal to Father, because no everyone reach the same stage.
Yeah, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, any other comments on number-wise? And I think it's a lot to do. I think it's great to bring in that aspect of specialities, because, you know, everyone, you know, when we talk about perfection, we talk about contentment. And contentment is filling our content. Like my content is different to your content. So I need to fill my content. You need to fill your content, you know, but when we're complete in our own content, then we're complete. So, yeah, but it's number-wise even in that, the content. Some are big vessels, some are little vessels in one sense. So, yeah. Yeah. Any other questions, comments? But all good things to think about. Okay, well, we're on time. We'll finish at traffic control. But I just think, you know, for me, it really made a difference to my consciousness to accept that I am becoming. I'm definitely on the journey and I'm aligned with Baba and I'm becoming. Becoming, but also not becoming like one day, you know, on the train, you know. It's not very far in the distance. That was the feeling, but not very far. Yeah. Yeah. Good. So no other comments, questions? Otherwise we can finish with meditation. Great. Okay. We've got just a few minutes. Yes.
You want to meditate? I just want to know your own experience about ego. Like your own understanding.
Oh, I have plenty. Ego. How long do you have?
No. It's because this fear of greatness is interesting. Like, why is there and what is real ego then?
Another topic. Yeah, because it really is a big topic. I don't know if there's a short answer to that. But, you know, we know that ego is just, you know, illusion. It's just identifying with physical, but so it's really, if you really take it at its simplest level, it's body consciousness basically. So if we're talking about Bapsaman as being soul conscious, yeah, but otherwise it's a big topic. I don't have a quick answer probably. All right.
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना।